Okay, Rabosa, we've got a doozy. Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, but we're going to start on Ayin Beis, Ayin Amud Beis. The Gemara had said at the bottom of Ayin Amud Beis, Amar Rava, Katzor Betachin could go Geres, Veshigigas Shabbos Zer Malachos. Don't worry about grow Geres, it just basically means the minimum amount that you'd be chayiv for Ketira and Tchina on Shabbos. If you harvest and you grind, meaning two separate Malachos, and when you did it, you didn't know it was Shabbos, but you knew that those activities are Asr on Shabbos. And then after that, Chazar v'katzar v'tachan kigrogeres b'zadim Shabbos shikas malachos. And then you did the same activities again, but knowing full well that it was Shabbos, but you just forgot that these activities were Asr on Shabbos. So obviously this is pretty theoretical. Otherwise, it would be kind of strange to find a person who had that type of sequence. But either way, it says, v'noda lo al ketziru t'china shel shikas Shabbos zadim malachos. And then someone tells you, you know, that first time that you did Ketzira and Tzachina, it was Shabbos, and that was a problem. So then someone told you about it. Chazar v'noda lo al Ketzira al Tzachina shel Zagon Shabbos Shigas Malachos. And then someone told you about the Ketzira and Tzachina that you did on purpose, that you did not knowing that it was Aser, but when you knew it was Shabbos, meaning the second thing that you, the second episode. So first you heard about the first one was wrong. You did both. You did the Ketzira and Tzachina number one, and then Ketzira and Tzachina number two, even though the show gig was in two separate categories. And then you did both episodes, and then someone told you the first one was wrong, and someone told you the second one was wrong. So what do you do for that situation? Ketzira and Tzachina garas Tzachina, meaning you can bring only two chatas, karbans. Maybe you would think you have to bring a carbon for the first one, and two carbons for the second one. The first one being because you forgot it was Shabbos, as the Mishnah tells us. If you forget it was Shabbos, then how many malachas you do? If you just don't know it's Shabbos, and that's your big problem, so then you only bring one carbon. So maybe you would think you bring a carbon for that. And then the second time around, you'd bring two separate carbonos for the one, the ketzira that you thought was okay, and then the tzchina that you thought was okay. Kamash malan, the ketzira can grab the first ketzira, and the tchina that you're bringing for the second one can grab the first tchina. This is all because it was done behelam echad. You never knew that either one of those episodes you were wrong in doing so. And therefore, because it was behelam echad, meaning you didn't know in those two circumstances that either one was problematic because you had not yet been told in between. So that means that we are meko, we're lenient to allow you to bring two karbanos, the two ones of the second episode for the second episode, and those will cover your first episode too. Because again, they were in the same lapse of judgment, the same forgetfulness, where you didn't know in between. Aval, however, no de lo a ketzira shel zadon Shabbos v'shigas malachos. If someone told you only about the ketzira of the second episode, meaning that you knew it was Shabbos but you thought ketzira was okay, ketzira goreres ketzira tchina sheima utchina sheima. So that carbon that you bring for the second episode, where the person says you did something wrong, so that would bring with it the first episode, not only the ketzira, but also the tchina. This is a concept called gerera. Gerera means you can just roll it over, bring it over. Gerera means you can just roll it into the other one. And therefore, even though maybe that wasn't the whole purpose of this carbon, the whole purpose of this carbon was the ketzira aspect, that somebody told you that harvesting that you did, even though you thought it was okay, was actually problematic. So when you bring a carbon chatas for that ketzira, you can also include with it the ketzira from before, which we said originally. And not only can you bring the ketzira from before, but you can also bring the tchina from before also, because it was itself part of the same group of activities that you did at that time when you didn't know it was Shabbos. But the other one, the tchina shekinegda, meaning the second episode tchina, the grinding that you did that second episode, that second time where you thought tchina was okay, bimkoma omedes. You cannot grab that tchina within the ketzira that you just did. Okay, so basically you have ketzira 1 and the ketzira 2. You have tchina 1 ketzira, and tchina 2. So the tchina 1 that happened when you didn't know it was Shabbos, that you did alongside the ketzira number one, which happened also when you didn't know it was Shabbos. So you can group those together when you bring a carbon for the second ketzira number two, which you thought was okay, but even though you knew it was Shabbos. However, tchina number two cannot be roped into it, because you can't take the tchina number two along with the tchina number one, because the tchina number one is only going along because it was part of ketzira number one also. So this is why this Gemara then says, Amar Abai, Amar tchina namigur as tchina. that once you grab that tchina number one along with ksira number one, you can then grab tchina number two along with tchina number one. Why? Shame tchina achasi. It can be grabbed along because once you take one tchina, you can bring the other tchina with it. So we may say the Rava Greirad, is it really true that Rava holds you can bring things along, that you can roll them together? V'ha itmar, but doesn't it say achashne zesi chelev behelam achav v'nodolo achas mehen? If you ate two zesim of chelef, of forbidden fat, in one general forgetfulness, even though you did the two in separate times, and someone tells you only about the first one that was problematic, and then before someone tells you that the second one you ate was also chelev and that was a mistake, you ate a third one. So if that situation, Amar Rava, so Rava says, Hevi carbon al Rishon, you can bring a carbon for the first one, which someone told you about, and Rishon v'sheni miskaprin, you can bring along the second one, which you did in the same bout of forgetfulness, but shlishi ein miskaprin, you can't also roll into that first carbon, you can't roll into that the third one. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Hevi carbon al shlishi v'sheni miskaprin, Rishon ein miskaprin, and if you bring the carbon on the third one, so you can rope in, you can roll into that the second one, which was also done in the same battle of forgetfulness, because again, no one had told you the second one was okay by the time you did the third one. However, you couldn't bring in the first one. The first one would still not be able to be brought in by the second one, even though those at the time that they were done, they would presumably go together. Heavy carbon alayim sight and scapra kulam. But if you bring a carbon for the middle one, so that middle one only has one grayer, it only pulls in one, the first one, because it was done in the same forgetfulness, and the third one, which was also done in the same forgetfulness, by the time you knew about the first one. So Abai Amar, I feel heavy carbon al achar mehen is karpu kula, and even if you do, no matter which one you do, you can always count all three of them inside of the same carbon, regardless of which one you were told about and when it happened, because according to Abai, you can do grera and a grera shell grera, another grera. But when it comes to Rava, it sounds from here that the Rava says you can only do one Greira. So the Gemara says, so Basar Deshama Me Abaye, once Rava heard from Abaye, Savra. So then he heard from Abaye that you could do Greira. So Ihachi says the Gemara, Tchina Nami Tigre L'Tchina. So the first situation, why don't we take Tchina number two because of Tchina number one, which you brought in because of Ksira number one, because you were bringing a carbon for Ksira number two. If that makes sense to anybody. So the Gemara says, no, grira eislay, grira de grira leislay. Rava holds, you can rope one in, you can draw one in through one drawing, but you can't do a drawing based on another drawing. So even though you can bring in tchina and ksira together, that's one drawing because those were the same act basically, you couldn't bring in the second tchina because that's another step removed that you'd have to draw into it from there. Okay, so this concept of grira, which was obvious to Abai and Rava, was question for Rabbi Zera. Someone you harvested and you ground one half of a grogeres, meaning only half of what would be chayiv. And you did that without knowing it was Shabbos, but you knew that those activities were us. So it's the same as the first episode. And you did the same exact thing, but you did it with another half. So the question is, can they be combined together? Can you combine them together to make you chayiv? Again, if they're combined, then they're chayiv. If they're not combined, then you cannot be chayiv because it's not a shear. You haven't done the right measurement. So amalei chalukin lachatos v'lo mitzdarfin. They are separate for chatos, and therefore they can't be mitzdarif. Meaning, unlike Rava and Abai, who assumed greira, you can do a chatos for both of them when you do it for one of them, because they're combined. So says Rabbi Zera, no, you're not allowed to do it because just like you're not able to do karbanos against Abai and Rava, so too you cannot combine them for the sake of a shear, and that's going to be a kula. So Gemara says, v'chol hecha, a kula, meaning a leniency that you don't have to bring a karban for because you didn't do a shear. If, according to Abai and Rava, you can combine them for the sake of a chatas, for the sake of bringing a karban, so then l'chumra, you should also be combining them for the sake of the iser. Kamash Malan, says Rabbi Zeira, we don't combine them. Not for a chatas, you'd have to bring two karbanos, and not for the iser, you would not be chayev in that situation because they're two separate instances of too small of a shear. Is that really true? Gemara says that every time that they're separate for a chatas, then they can't be connected. They can't be bound together for the sake of eating. The Mishnah says, you eat chalev and then you eat another chalev. You only have one carbon. So, but if you ate a bunch of things together in one halam, that's the chumrah of doing a bunch of things from doing only one thing, meaning you ate all these different types of things as opposed to eating the same thing twice in the same bout of forgetfulness or mistake. So then you feel you'd be high for each and every one of the time that you ate the same thing over and over again. But you would only be chayev one carbon for all the different times you'd eat the same thing over and over again. But when it comes to different species, different types of food, so you'd be chayev on each and every one. And the following is the chumrah of doing the same piece of food over and over again from doing different types of food together. Similarly, as we said before, if you eat a bunch of half kazesim, small shiurim, they can be combined to make you chayev, chayev, mishnei, minin, pater. So we see from here, it's clear that even though you'd be chayev separate, chatos, well, let's keep going. The Gemara is going to continue. Then we have this question. Do you really have to tell us that if you eat the same thing over and over again, you'd only be chayev one? So that that when it comes to this conversation, there's no chiddush to say that if you eat the same thing over and over again, that those can combine to make you chayev. The chiddush is rather the fact that there are two kazesim, there are two chatzi kazesim that are in two completely different types of dishes, and they can still be mechal, they can still be mitzdarif to make you chayev. Kamash malan de lakula lo amar, you don't say lakula to make you not chayev for a karban, but lachumra kamar, it's only this concept of Rabbi Yeshua, but that the two different types of dishes can combine is only for the sake of a chumra, meaning to make you chayev. That the shear can be combined to make you chayev, but not to be makil, to say that you can get away with only doing one carbon. So the Gemara then says, "V'ha'cha dechaluk chatos v'kamitz darfi." When it comes to this idea of Rabbi Yeshua, at least according to Rish Lakish, so that's exactly what he's saying. It's not lakula, but it is l'chumra. So meaning that it's not going to make you. It's not going to be mitzdarif for the sake of a carbon, but it is going to be mitzdarif. It's going to be combined for the sake of the iser. So amalei mar areisha masnila v'kashile. Anana sefa masnina la v'lo kashilan. You only have that problem because for you, you're reading it the way you did. But the truth is, we read it based on the seifa. So what's the seifa? As we said before, mishnei minin pater tzriach lameimar. Do you really have to tell me that if it's from two separate entities that you'd be pater, meaning that you wouldn't have to bring a karban, or you wouldn't be chayev if you have a chatzi zayis of this and a chatzi zayis of that? Of course, that would be obvious. Rami shlakish mishum bar tuteni liolam imin achad. Maybe it's really that it's one species of amai karle shneimin. Why is it called two different species? Because they're coming from two different types of food. Rabbi Yeshua he damar tamchulin mechalkin, and it's Rabbi Yeshua's shita that says you can actually split them. And the chiddush is like Rabbi Yeshua ben lekula ben lechumra. Rabbi Yeshua applies not only for a kula but also for a chumra, and therefore it makes sense to say that the two go hand in hand. Whenever you can combine two things, so that would be a kula to say you can do it for a karban. That you wouldn't have to bring two karbanos, but you could do only one karban for two separate zesim. And also l'chumra, that if it's a smaller amount of shear, so you're not going to say it's pater because they're separate, but rather you're going to combine them. So as we said before, they're all going to go together. So mi de seifa min achad u'shnei tam chuyin mechad reisha min achad tam chuy achad. Min achad tam achad tzrich le'meimar. So it also would reflect on the earlier case, that if the seifa is talking about the same species and it's two separate dishes, so that means that the first part is also min achad tam achad. That the first one is one species in the same dish. So, but you really have to tell us that it's chayiv if you eat the same thing in the same dish for separate things. Of course, it's only going to be one chiyuv. So, Amar Rav Huna Hachma Eskiyin Kegon Shahayisol Yedia Bein Tayim. Maybe even though it's the same dish, you ate one kazayis and somebody told you, hey, you know, there's chaylev in there. And then you go and you eat the second one. Kegon Shahayisol Yedia Bein Tayim. Rav and Gamil Tuhidi Amar Ein Yedia L'chati Shir. that just because you knew about it from in between doesn't mean that you can now say that those are two separate eatings. Those are still considered one whole eating, regardless of the fact that you were made aware of it in between. So itzmer achal shnei zeisim chelev behelam melachav v'nodalo al rishon v'chazav v'nodalo al sheni. So someone ate two zeisim of chelev in the same forgetfulness, and then somebody after you ate both of them. So somebody told you the first one was aser, and then someone told you the second one was aser. Rabbi Yochanan Amr Chayiv Shtayim. Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayiv for two. Rish Lakish Amr Eino Chayiv Ela Achas. Rish Lakish says no, you'd only be chayiv on one. So what's the difference? According to Rabbi Yochanan, just the knowledge of the fact that you did something wrong the first time is enough to say that's already done. It's like you've already established that aser. You got one carbon under your belt. You got to bring one carbon. Now somebody tells you about the second one, you can't send, once you understand the first one you're chayiv for, you can't then say the second one, oh, I'm also just going to add that on to the first one. No, the fact that you already knew it, you already established that you were chayiv for that first one, means that those are two separate karbanos. Rish Lakish says, no, the fact that it's the same thing, you haven't done anything yet. You didn't take a carbon out for the first one yet. You just know about it in your mind. So intellectually, it's like as if you haven't really done anything for the first one yet, and therefore you can combine both of them to bring a carbon for the sake of each and every kezias that you ate. So the Gemara says, how do you know? Rish Lakish Amar Einu Chayav Ela Achas. Fine, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayav Al Chatasov Ve'Evi. Rish Lakish Amar Patur Me Chatasov Ve'Nes Tachlo. They base the Darshan on the Pesukim. Not exactly understand, not exactly easy to read those Pesukim the way that they do, but either way, Rish Lakish Haksiv Al Chatasov Ve'Evi. Rish Lakish also has that same Pesuk. So know that Halul Achar Kapara. When do you split them up? Al Chatasov Ve'Evi, that you bring the Chatas and then you have to bring another one. So Rish Lakish says that's when you already brought a carbon, or you already brought a carbon for the first Zayas, the first amount that you ate. So then obviously you'd have to bring another one. So says Rabbi Yochanan, says the Pasuk also sounds like Rish Lakish's, whatever Rish Lakish's drasha was, that you would be able to combine different types of zesim or different episodes of eating zayis for the sake of through the same carbon. So maybe you would think that you ate one and a half zesim, and someone told you that first zayis was a problem, and then you come along and you eat a second zayis. And someone tells you about that half zayas. Someone would tell you about that second half zayas. Maybe you can combine them. Kamash Malan. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's going to be makel in this situation that first one is done for. And the fact that you already ate that first one and a half means that's already finished. You bring a carbon for that in your mind. You're already establishing that. The second time when you bring chatzi zayas, when someone told you the second half was a problem, so that's only going to be a problem to that half. It's not going to be combined with the first half, which according to Rabbi Yochanan, you already did. So Kamash Malan, you would still be able to you would be able to be mako because it doesn't connect. So Amr Ravashi, this yadele kodem hafrash pligi. So says Ravina to Ravashi, maybe this is only a problem because this is before you established or before you designated a carbon. Ubahak pligi, and therefore maybe the machlokes reaction of Rabbi Yochanan is demar saver yedias machalkos, demar saver hafrashos machalkos. That as we said before, the knowledge of it is going to be a machalik between the first one and the second one. And Rish Lakish says no, it depends if you actually did the hafrash, if you actually got a carbon yet. And maybe according to this understanding, Rish Lakish would be moda to Rabbi Yochanan to say that you'd be chayiv too if you had already been mafresh, you'd already designated a carbon for it. So Odilma, and therefore you're talking to be mode in that situation. Odilma di sadale la achar hafrasha pligi. Maybe they're already disagreeing based on post hafrasha, based on the distinct when you've already designated a carbon for it. Ubahabli the marsava hafrasha samachakos. Rabbi Yochanan thinks that it's only once you're mafresh it that it's going to be separating the first and the second marsava kaparos machakos. And Rish Lakish says no, it's not just good enough to be mafresh it. You actually have to bring the carbon and give me mechaper in order to be the mechalik in the first and the second, but if you just took the carbon out, so that's not good enough. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan would say that if it's only intellectual and you haven't even been mafresh the carbon, yeah, so even Rabbi Yochanan would be motivated to Rish Lakish, so you only be chayv once, you can combine the two. Oh, Dilma, Bein Bezu, Bein Bezu, Machlokas, or maybe in both situations, there's still been Machlokas about the two of them. So Amar Lemisar, Bein Bezu, Machlokas, it sounds like both of them, it would be the case that they'd always disagree, regardless of before or after the Hafrasha. Maybe you, if you're going to tell me that Rish Lakish will be modded to Rabbi Yochanan, that you'd be chayv too, only after you you remafresh the carbon. So why did he interpret the pasuk the way that he did? Because he should have said that the pasuk means something else according to David. Maybe they didn't know. Maybe it's like this. If you're going to say that they're disagreeing before the hafrasha, Rabbi Yochanan hechi makigilei kara bechazay tzemechta. Maybe they could understand it like this. Maybe they could understand it like that. So therefore, it's not going to be obvious in either direction, and therefore we have to assume that the machlokas in both situations, whether or not it's before or after the hafrasha of the first karban, it's always going to be the case that Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayev two, and Rish Lakish says you're chayev only one. You can combine the two of them, regardless if it's before or after the hafrasha. The only time, presumably, that Rish Lakish would agree with Rabbi Yochanan is if they mamish brought the karpara, they already brought the carbon for the first kazayas, and then you have to bring another one for the second one. That's when you have to obviously bring two. And Rabbi Yochanan would only agree with Rish Lakish if it was a situation where he didn't even know that the first one was usher by the time he brought the second one. And therefore, it's going to be that you only chayv one, because it's as if it was behel mechad mamish. You never knew about the first one. Okay, Shkayach, we'll pick up with Ula, Mirz Hashem, tomorrow.